Yudei Torah Mezda Chaf Beis Iyah Toshim Pei Beis Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Sulam.
In these days, between Pesach and Shavuos, we know that there's a minhag to keep Yemei Avelos. We keep Yemei Avelos in this tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos. But we know there's different minhagim. Some keep straight from Pesach till Lag BaOmer, some keep from Rosh Chodesh till Shavuos, some keep including Rosh Chodesh, some don't include Rosh Chodesh here, and some include Yemei Shlishis Yemei Hagbalah before Shavuos, some don't. And then it comes to Lag BaOmer, you don't, or we do. There's various minhagim about exact, which days do we keep Yemei Avelos. There's all the minhagim, and even though we're after Lag BaOmer, we're past Lag BaOmer, but still Negea until Shavuos, because for those which keep the second part. So I'd just like to go into, delve a little bit into where does it come from, these minhagim. And Bechal, what's the whole inyan of this Avelos of Yemei Asvira? And where does it come from? And if Lag BaOmer, is Lag BaOmer different? Is Lag BaOmer, is it connected to, because the fact that it's a Hilul of Shem Beichai? Or maybe not, maybe even without regard to Shem Beichai, maybe Lag BaOmer has got its own reason why there's no Avelos on that day. So, we'll start off with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Yevamos. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis, Samad Beis. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Amu, Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 chavrusas, pairs, megivas vadan tifras, vekulon meisu beperik echad, and they all died in the same tkufa. And we punish in agu kovet zelezeh. The reason is because they didn't respect each other in their level, of course. And then Gemara says, "Vayoyelam shomim." Actually, Rabbi Kiva was the rebbe of all these talmidim. Until he came into the Sinai Shabbadar Meshonalem, and he taught five new Talmidim. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar ben Shamua. Five. And Reb Shimon is, by the way, Reb Shimon ben Yechai. Reb Shimon ben Yechai's Rebbe was Reb Akiva. And these five Talmidim, these were the five which kept the Torah going. Until today, the whole Torah that we have today comes from Reb Akiva and these five Talmidim. The Torah that we have today, all we got today, Torah Sheba'al Peh, comes from this. This was the link that connected us between now and the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the link. And then the Gemara goes on. Kantana, kulam meisu bepesach v'datzeres. What's this perik echad that they all died? What perik echad in a certain in a specific time period? What is a specific time period? Says the Gemara is a brisa. They all died between Pesach and Shavuos. So between Pesach and Shavuos, that's the tkufa that they all died. Yeah, some say it's not the same year. It wasn't one year that 24,000 died. It was over a period of many years. This was the tkufa that they died every year in this tkufa specifically. And some say it was taka the same year. It was within that one year. Okay. That's the Gemara. That's it. Atkan, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say we should do anything about it. Just, we should know, have a idea that there was 24,000 Talmidim and they all died because they don't come there. And then five fresh Talmidim came about, and Rebbe Akiva started all over again. And the Gemara says that, the Gemara says this. Why do I bring this down? Because the Gemara says, there's a possibility, that in the morning, you should sow your seeds, in the evening, don't leave go. And the Gemara dash, the Gemara is referring rather to children. If you have children, you can still have again children when you're older. But the Gemara brings from Rebbe Akiva this story. We see what Rebbe Akiva do after 40 years of teaching 24,000 Talmidim, and he's already 80. And don't forget, because he only started when he was 40. So he's already a relatively old man. He's already 80 years old, and he lost everything. And Rebbe Akiva started all over again at 80. And then Gemara says, look what happened from that. He was 80 years old and he became Rosh Shiva. Rosh Shiva didn't come here, Rosh Shiva 80 years. That's when he starts getting ready. He's not exactly with it. That's when he became Rosh Shiva. And this, all the Torah we have today is from such Rosh Shiva. Rosh Shiva became Rosh Shiva only 80. Okay. Okay, so at Khan the Gemara. Now comes along the Torah. And the Torah says that we see from this Gemara the Torah brings to the Gemara. He brings from the Goyim. He brings Hashem the Goyim. It's a Torah in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel that the Goyim say Al Pi this Gemara. We should be noyig minig avelos. We should be noyig minig avelos, and we shouldn't. And the Torah said we shouldn't get married. It's a gabi getting married. We shouldn't make any nesuin in these days for zeicha for the times that happened then. The sad time what happened that all these tamidim were nifta. Now from the Torah it sounds like that it's from Shavuos, from Pesach to Shavuos. The whole kufa from Pesach all the Shavuos. There's no difference. There's no only parts. It's the whole thing. Because the Gemara says me Pesach letzeres. The whole thing. The Gemara doesn't say any parts of it. It's the whole thing. And the Beis Yosef Taka says this is a minig pashat beinenu, and that's Taka what we do today as well. So it's not Medina the Gemara that's minig; it's from the Goyim, which is also the Chamo. And that's what comes out. This is the makori for this minig to keep avedas, and not to make chasanas. And the Torah carries on. The Torah says there is a minig as well not to have haircuts, but the haircuts the Torah says it's not the whole tkufa. We'll see soon about the Torah seems to be holding that haircuts. It's a bit less than that. It's not from Pesach to Shavuos, but getting married, the Torah doesn't make any difference. And the Torah says the whole thing is part of the issa of getting married. So where does it come from? What we do? So it comes along the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef he brings the Lashon HaMedrash. I'll just start off. If you look in the Paskim, there's 8 Minhagim. There's 8 Minhagim, maybe there's even some more, some say there's 10 different Minhagim combinations of how it can work out the days of Avedas. So there's 8 altogether. We know a few, but if you've seen the Paskim, there's quite a few. And we'll try and see how much we can get through. So the Beis Yosef brings a Lashon HaMedrash. And the Medrash says exactly the same as the Gemara, but the Medrash adds one word. The Medrash says that they all died mi Pesach at Prois at Seres. Just one word the Medrash adds at Prois. What's Prois? Prois is that it comes from Prusa. Prusa is a piece. And a piece, so the Beis Yosef says, it means a piece of a month. It means 15 days, because a month is 30 days. So they all died from Pesach until 15 days before Shavuos. At Prois at Seres, there's a Lashon HaGemara that a person should learn Hilchas Chag B'Chag. There's a Gemara somewhere, I think, that you should start from Prois. Maybe the Moses says that's 30 days, but this Lashon praise has found a lot of place in Shas, and praise is referring to 15 days because a piece of a month, a half a month, which is 15 days. Says the Beis Yosef that according to this Medrash, they didn't die from Pesach to Shavuos. They didn't die all the way up until Erev Shavuos. They only died minus this Kufa, but minus 15 days. Minus 15 days. Now, what does that mean, minus 15 days? So the Beis Yosef learns minus 15 days means that they stopped dying 15 days before Shavuos. They stopped dying. Now, if you take 49 minus 15, 49 minus 15 is 34. Not 33, it's 34. So, it says the Beis Yosef, therefore, according to this Medrash, you only have to keep until Yoyim Lamed Dalad Loimah. Not Yoyim Lamed Gimel. Not Lag Boimah. You don't have to keep all the way, only until Yoyim Lamed Dalad Loimah. Only until the day after Lag Boimah. Because that's the cheshbon, that's the tkuf when they died. And Taka, I'll pee this Beis Yosef. That's the Mechaber writes that the Svadim they don't Taka shave on Lag Boimah. They don't do chasmas on Lag Boimah either. They don't do anything on Lag Boimah because this Beis Yosef, the heter, it does not include Lag Boimah. It's only from Lamed Dalet. It's only from Lamed Dalet. Lag Boimah is still part of the Issa. That's it. And then we know there's a rule in Hilchas Avelos, mixes Yom Kekuloi. That means that the person sits Avelos from the beginning of the day, then it's ready as if the whole day is done, so then you don't have to carry on the whole Lama Dalet. Lama Dalet, but so you can, so for the day after Shavuos, the next morning, the day after Lag Boimah, that's when the Issa stops. That's according to the Beis Yosef. Comes on, that's minhag number two. Minhag number two is that it's the tkufa from Pesach until Lamed Dalet in the morning, which is because it's 34 days. That's minhag number two. Then comes along minhag number three, and this minhag it splits itself to quite a few because it makes it a little bit more interesting. And that is the Ramah the Dak Moshe brings another makor. There's a Tosfos, and the Tosfos says this: where the Gemara says they died mi Pesach. And it looks like he's got the gears of Prois at Seres. No, he brings a Taisa. Sorry, not Prois at Seres. A different, completely different makor. Taisa says when the Gemara says they died kula mi Pesach at Seres, they died taka from Pesach l'Shavuos. But minus all the days that they don't say tachlum, minus all the days that is like a yom tov. So it means you have to minus Pesach, and you have to minus the Shabboses, and you have to minus Rosh Chodesh. There's 3 days Rosh Chodesh. There's two of Iyar and one of Sivan. So if you take 49 days minus the 7 days of Pesach, because it's from the and you made in Chutz Lo'etz, yeah. So it's minus 7 days. Then why are we going with Chutz Lo'etz? Minus 6 days of Shabbos, and then minus 3 days of Rosh Chodesh. I don't know how it works if it clashes. If Rosh Chodesh goes into a Shabbos, I don't know how that works. But upon if you minus 49 minus 16, 7 days of Pesach, 6 days of Shabbos, and 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, is 33. 49.
When you say from Pesach to Shavuot, when did it actually start? Is it the first day of Pesach or the third day, second day of Pesach?
So it seems from here. According to the way we just said before from the Bais Yosef, it's from Pesach. Within Pesach itself, they died.
Yeah, they're knocking off 7 days, remember?
No, wait. According to Bais Yosef, we don't knock off anything. They died. They died within 34 days. This tkufa is when they died. It's from second day of Pesach already. They died. They started dying. Yeah. According to the Rama, they didn't die on Pesach. They didn't die on Pesach. They didn't die on Shabbos. They didn't die on Rosh Chodesh. They didn't die. But they died from Pesach to Shavuos. So that's what makes
when
it.
When did they start dying?
They started dying. Isruchag till Shabbos. Shabbos
why,
they stopped.
Why not? They haven't been before. Start from then.
Wait. No. So wait. So now slowly. So we've established that they died for 33 days. Okay, that's this is the new thing. That's what I'm saying. The Bais Yosef, according to Bais Yosef, they died for 34 days. Right now, but according to Rama, we're establishing our new thing, our Pesach Tosfos, that they died for 33. Now, in essence, really, they died from Motzei Pesach until Shavuos. Okay, so it means that's what we should be keeping. That's the Yemei Avelos, because that's those days they died. But Tosfos says that they didn't die. The Lashon of Tosfos says when the Gemara said they died in Pesach Tatzeres. It doesn't mean they died from Pesach Tatzeres. It means they died for 33 days. They died for 33 days. Now, which 33 days they died? We don't know. It's not. So Tosa says they didn't die on Yom Tov and Shabbos Mishrech. What? They could have died in Pesach as well. Yeah, they could have died in Pesach as well. But it's not clear. It's really not clear which days they exactly died. But Tosa says they didn't die on Yom Tov and Shabbos Mishrech. But the point is they died for 33 days. Now, because we know for a fact they died for 33 days, so we took upon ourselves to take Yemei Avelos of 33 days. Now, it doesn't matter if the Yemei Avelos that we do is not on the days they died. That doesn't matter so much. We establish that they died for 33 days. That's the tkuva they died. Now, we can go and say, let's take these 33 days and let's be knowing Yemei Avelos. So now we can chop and change. We can choose. We can choose. If we want, we can do whichever. And that's where it's nespatzel, where it splits off all these different menhagim, which days to keep. This, it comes from this, that Tosa says they died for 33 days. Right? Yeah. So there is such a minhag. The Prima Golden brings, like you said, that there are some people have a minhag, but we're not aware of this minhag. But some people have a minhag to keep, like exactly like you said, from Pesach to Shavuos, but minus all the Tachanun days. Okay, but you can't shave anyone on Shabbos, and so it's Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to minus the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and anyway, you can't shave on Pesach, Chol Hamoed. So you're going to minus those two, and also the Nisun as well. The enemy can't do the Nisun. But it comes out big with Machmir. If you do that, then you're being Machmir, because then you can't, most of the time, you won't be able to shave anyway. You won't be able to have haircuts on Nisun anyway. But there is such a minig as well. You can make. What do you mean, Tanuim? Engagements you can make with the machasanas. According to this, yeah, tanoim you can anyway make. The Shulchan Aruch writes, the Holy says, "Nistun tanoim you can make." Why? Because the scared shemik admanach, maybe somebody else will get engaged on, and will catch her. So tanoim you can make. We're talking about nistun.
You could make
chasanas. Yeah, according to this, yeah, you can make chasanas. That's right. And meaning, according to this, even if you don't make, correct, this minute or this primordial brings, even if you don't make chasanas from Pesach to Rosh Chodesh, but on Rosh Chodesh itself, you can make a chasana. Yeah, exactly.
Why don't we make chasanas?
No, somebody else asked that. Why do we make chasanas?
Because we wait till Rosh
between Agbayim and Shavuos. So, from this Tosfos, there's three minhagim. Minhag number one is like we all know, and that is to keep from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, and Lag BaOmer is not included. And again, nothing got to do. That's what I asked at the beginning. Is the Pshim Bechai in the picture over here? No, not yet. There's no Pshim Bechai. The minhag is that you keep 33 days, and Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day, and there's dinner mixing kikulay. So Lag BaOmer, you stop. Nothing doesn't connect. You don't need to explain it because of the Hilul Shem Bechai. It's partial because it's the end of 33 days. Meaning number two that the Ramah brings, the Ramah himself brings. Meaning number two is from Rosh Chodesh Iyah until Shavuos. And here the Ramah says that Rosh Chodesh Iyah itself is going to be muta. Rosh Chodesh Iyah. So it means if you make a cheshbon from 2 days after Shemini, means from Gimel, no, from base Iyah. Then it's going to have to also include the Shlechus Semei Akbola of Shavuos. Because Shlechus Semei is also included. Shlechus Semei is also included. Shlechus Semei will be also included. And then, so the two... What? The split between the two days of Shlechus. So the Ramah says that Shlechus itself is Muta. And then you're going to have to as well include as well up until Erev Shavuos. And that's the 33 days. And the third minig which comes out of this Ramah is not only you saying, but Rosh Chodesh itself is Asa. So if now you started 2 days earlier, your 33 days, it's only until Gimel Sivan. It's only until Gimel Sivan, because it also works to be, the Mishabur brings this from the minig in Vilna, this is how it was. That Rosh Chodesh itself, it's either straight from Pesach till Lag BaOmer. Or until Rosh Chodesh is Motei, but you only, and you start Issa from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuos, but it depends. If you include Rosh Chodesh in the Issa, so you can already stop a few days before Shavuos. If you start only after Rosh Chodesh, then you're going to have to go all the way straight into Shavuos. These three Minhagim come from this Ramah that says that's 33 days, and 33 days, then it can start and stop. Then there's a sixth Minhag, which is nafutz by a lot of the Sfaradim and Chassidim as well, as if I'm not mistaken. Bemis is brought down by Shem Narizal. And that is to keep the whole thing. To keep the whole thing from Pesach all until Shavuos. It's brought down from Narizal. But, it's part of the Chassidim, that's what it is. But, it's for different Sibba. And that is this Al-Pisoid. It's brought down from Narizal. And it's nothing to do with the Avelis of the Gemara. Nothing to do with the Avelis. And it's Al-Pisoid, and it's Be'ikah stressed on having haircuts. It's got something to do with Al-Pisoid, not to touch the hair, not to cut the hair, and that is a minhag that's kept from Pesach Shavuos, which is a completely new point, completely new Nakuda, which is not connected to this Gemara. Interesting that the Torah, I started off right at the beginning, the Torah says the whole thing is Asa. The Torah, he says, Punk Faket. The Torah, when he says the whole thing is Asa, the whole thing is Asa, got the Nisuin. Only for the Nisuin. Haircuts, it's not part of the Issa. But here comes along the Arizal, and it's Punk Faket. That Nisuin could be like, we learn, but then it comes to haircuts, there's a new point, there's a new Sibawai to Asa, Alpi the Arizal. Tasa, not like the toss is forget, the haircut is even more kodadik. And there's another two types of minhagim which is brought down. One is like you said, but we don't see anyone who knows. And there's another one that the Taz brings down, interesting minhag. And the Taz says that you go up to Lag BaOmer like the Ramah, and Lag BaOmer itself is going to be Motas, Mixiyam Kekuloi. And then, from the day of Lag BaOmer, again it's Asa. Again it's Asa until Shavuos. Again, and again it carries on the Issa. And the Taz brings there that it's only this extra Issa, which they added, which they were knowing, from the day after Lag BaOmer until Shavuos, was only for getting married. Like he mentioned before. It was only for getting married. That's what the Taz brings down. Not a Gaba haircuts, Pung Faker from this meaning that somehow Al Pida Rizal. They only asked to get married. And the Taz asks, what is this meaning? So Taz comes along with a new, completely new thing. There was once a Xeria of cholesterol in 1098. Tough, non vov. Shnas Tov Nun Vav, there was Xeria, I don't know if it was the Crusades, I don't know what Xeria was, that Kufa. And because of that, they made this minhag not to get married those days. not to get him. Nothing to do with haircuts. So it could be maybe the minigurim today comes from this tazen. I don't know, I wouldn't know. But what I want to bring over here is there anything got to do with the fact that Lag BaOmer is the Hilula of Reb Shem Bar Yochai? So let's go through one by one. According to the Rama says that you keep up until Lag BaOmer, and Lag BaOmer is only mixing kekuloi. It could be there's also Hilula of Reb Shem Bar Yochai involved there. And gradually the Rama says as well, Mar Ben Boy Simcha Ksas. On the day of Lag BaOmer, we there's a bit of Simcha there. The Rama doesn't say why. He just says Mar Ben Simcha Ksas. And the Prima Godim, he says on that, he says Mishum Eizatam. He doesn't say why. He just says Mishum Eizatam. There's a certain Simcha over there. So the Prima Godim wants to suggest, yeah, I'll tell you Pshat. Tell you why the Simcha. I said why Simcha is because they stop dying. They stop dying, obviously. So ask the Pri Chadosh. I don't understand what you're saying. What means? And the Prima Godim brings a Makori from Gemara and Sof Tanis. The Gemara says there that the Meisei Midbar, they used to die every year on Tu B'Av. That was the day they used to die. The Gemara says there they used to dig their own caves, they used to go inside, and the next morning, whoever woke up, whoever got up, were happy, whoever didn't, they knew that's the Gzera. And it came to the last year, and they did the same thing. They all went down in their caver, and everybody got up, and no one died. So they realized, oh, the Gzera stopped. So on because of that, the Gemara says they were masakin, that Tu B'Av is a Yom Simcha. Said the Pri Chadosh, yeah, that's a Yom Simcha, of course, because no one died. They thought they're going to die. They thought, and they stopped. There's no die. But here, they all died. What do you want them to do? It's all finished. They all died already. It's not Simcha that it stopped. When it stopped, Pshat is that we thought there'll be more death, and there's none. Oh, so it's a Simcha. The Gzera stopped. The Gzera is not continuing. But if the reason why the Gzera is not continuing is because there's no Gzera, because they all died. The Gzera was only for these. Says the Pri Chadosh. So why should that be a Sibba for Simcha Ksas? That's the Pri Chadosh. The Pri Chadosh asks on the Prima Godim. Says the Pri Chadosh, I'll tell you a different reason why I say Yom Simcha. He says, because the Gemara says that the Vahoy Oyelim Shomim, there was no Torah, at Shabarik Yeretz Rebeseinu, Vashon Olam, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, Reb Yezi, Reb Shimon, Reb Lazar, Reb Shumah. Because Reb Akiva, he set up five new Talmidim. So the Simcha is that Reb Akiva set up five new Talmidim. Did he set up on the same day? Or did he set up maybe only, that's what Pichos wants to suggest. Because he set up five new Talmidim, and this is the Torah that we have today. And it started from that day. So that's the Simcha we have that day. What? It could be. The Pashas it wasn't, because I think because the Gemara says, Baboika Altani Chedecho, whatever Altani, Baboika Zerezerecho, whatever Tan Chedecho. And that, repeat, don't give up. EAT, still start again. So Pashas, he started again more or less straight away. Maybe not on the day. But he put together these Talmidim, let's say it wasn't the same day, right? So that's the Simcha that the Torah started off from there. And which I said, like I mentioned before, that rather one of them is of Shem Bayichai. Right? One of these Talmidim is of Shem Bayichai. So then it could be some sort of connection to the that's the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh wants to suggest the Levush. Right, okay, Adkan. So there is a suggestion. Perhaps there is a connection to B'Shem Bechai, but the Pashtas has no need yet to say that it's Al Tehilut B'Shem Bechai that we stop. That's connected. It's two different inyanim. Hilut B'Shem Bechai is one thing. That's what's in Lag BaOmer, and the fact that Yemei Avedu stops that day is nothing. It gradually just works very well together, but it's not connected. The problem is this all. What? Yeah, yeah. Historically, up until Reb Shem Bar Yochai was nifta, when that whole kufa, yeah. But don't forget, it was the goyim. It's not true. The goyim, up until Reb Shem Bar Yochai was nifta, there was no avedas. There was no avedas. It was the only goyim later, a long time later, the goyim established that we should make him avedas. There was no such thing until then. So you could say that the goyim decided the avedas would only be until Lag BaOmer, because that was the year of Reb Shem Bar Yochai, and that's what I'm trying to just bring up. It's possible that it's not, nothing will do, no connection. But what you're saying is, it never happened. This whole story of having Avedos was only a long time later when the Goyim established it. But the problem is, Adam and Hagim, according to the Minog that you keep from Rosh Chodesh, or according to the Minog that you keep the whole thing besides for all the Yom Tov and the Yom that you don't say Tachnon, or the Minog, whichever one of you keep, either including Rosh Chodesh or excluding Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is. Why is Lag BaOmer a day that we can have an Nisui? What happened? Where is Lag BaOmer? So the Levush says the Rama says, because Mixayim Kekulei. Now Mixayim Kekulei, we know Mixayim Kekulei, but Mixayim Kekulei is a problem. Mixayim Kekulei, we know, is only the beginning and the end, not in the middle. If a person starts sitting Shiva Lo Yaleinu in the evening just before Shkia, then it's already considered a day. In the morning he gets up, the Imam only sits for a moment, that's already a day. Same as Kukura. But there's different Kukura within the Yemei HaShiva. There's no. So here, according to this many that's from Ashkhedish until Shavuos, where's Mixim? How can you do Mixim Kukura bang in the middle? How can you Mixim Kukura? So Lavush says something interesting. Lavush says, yeah, we do Mixim Kukura bang in the middle. Why? Because in order to be meramas to us that they died for 33 days, it was a Tkufa. Because Shittat Seremah is they died for 33 days. So to make that remez, that was a couple of days, we take day 33 of the Oima, which is Lagba Oima. We take that day, we make that day into Mixim, we make that day's Mixim Kekula. Why? In order to be meramez, they died for 33 days. That's the amount of days they died. That's Azushtein Lavush. Azushtein Lavush. Then when the Prima Golem says that, I don't know why we made Mixim Kekula in this day, so the Prima Golem, his Lashon is, Vulai Meiz Etam, says Lavush, possible is because of this. Because they died for 33 days, so we took day 33 of the Omer, and we said, let's make that Mixim Kekula. And they come along the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan says that according to this Minog, that is from, Pesach from Moshchid Shal Shavuos, the only explanation you have to have, why you have to say that we know Yom Simcha on Lag BaOmer is because of the Shilu Devshim Beichai. That's when, according to these Minhagim, then you're somehow bound to start saying that Hilul Devshim Beichai is involved in this whole noisa of the Goyinim of the Yemei Avelos. And then we're forced a bit more to say that Hilul Devshim Beichai stops the Avelos on that day. But what I'm just bringing out about Hilul Devshim Beichai is that, but it's not Avdav Kamochach that it's got to do with the with the Yemei Avelos of this day. What? Yidamon. Yeah. Just one more point, and that is music. So in the past, we talk about getting married and tespoyos, haircuts and getting married. But what about music? So Klal Yisrael, Anoye, Klal Yisrael are very strong with it. We don't listen to music in the Yemei HaSfira. And similarly, in the 3 weeks as well, we don't listen to music. But if you look in the past game, the pasuk don't mention a word about music. They don't mention a thing about not listening to music. What's pshat in that? So the emes is Medina the Shulchan Aruch is also to listen to music all year round. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tavkuf Samach that because of the Churban Abayis, there's an issa to listen to music. Full stop. There's no head to listen to music. Adushin Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlokes mechaber Ramah, if it's dafka bekvias or even by cry, even one off here and there, or only bekvias. If a person, let's say, he goes and he kvias means whatever that. There's a machlokes mechaber Ramah, but in the fee the Ramah holds that by cry is muta. The Ramah holds only bekvias is asa. But even then, nevertheless, Klal Yisrael, we listen to music, we listen to bekvias, we listen to music wherever we are, whenever we got opportunity, we listen to music. So where's the head to come from? Because Medina Shulchan Aruch, it's asa. So that the poskim say, the poskim's maneinu more say, that the heta is because we're shvach adoy, because it's clear chayla can listen to music. Sometimes the chayla needs to be uplifted. There's music, and b'chlal the whole doy needs this. We need it. It's not the same with no music. It doesn't go. It's not the same. We need it. Klal need it. It's a stressful world. Wherever it is, wherever the sib is, and there's lots of atzvos and there's no menuchas nefesh, children, girls, older girls. It's something which is part. It's something which is very, very necessary in our life. It's something very necessary. So that's why there's a special head. There's another head that the Pasuk can bring, that there's a Meiri that says that it's only derech priestess is asa. Music only derech priestess. So listen to music, listen to CD, listen to music. Even in a band that's not derech priestess, then it's beseda. Now, says Reb Moshe, Reb Moshe Feinstein says, that he wants to explain that so Klal Yisrael were no heter for music. Fine, very good. Says Reb Moshe, But whoever was instituted, it came out that Chodsh Yemei HaSfira and Yemei HaBein HaMetzorim, Chodsh that Kufa don't listen. They took it upon themselves that don't, at least those few weeks, we can cope with those few weeks. Maybe some can't, but both and Klali, Kvif and Klali, it's because we know it's only a few weeks and we're going to listen again. So Chodsh these few weeks, take upon yourself to not refrain from listening to music. But lechera, lefizeh, it's better not bechal so chomo. Because ve'emes, we've got this heta. This heta we took upon ourselves. We're allowed. Grader Shmuel Vosner doesn't like this heta. He's mamash very against this heta. Listen to music. The whole music industry is kaput. There's nothing. But kaponim, we know we takadu go with music. So if somebody keeps a different day, somebody's now in the Yemei HaSfira that he's noyek lesser, and he's by somebody who's not noyek lesser, and there's music over there, or if he has to go to chasana, the music over there. So there is a big makom lahakel for music, to listen to music, because somebody, the whole music inyan is just a minig, which is a gebaldiger minig, and it's a good minig that we keep on, but it could be there's makom lahakel. Shkoyach.